Hi, this is Jennifer S. Benson with Abundance and Prosperity Podcast Series. Thank you so much for listening. Today we're going to be talking about what are your beliefs regarding money. So, if you are like most people, you have a fear of money. A fear of losing money, a fear of not making enough money, a fear of not having money, or even a fear of having money taken from you. While these are natural fears, they are natural fears of those of us who don't have a healthy relationship with money. These are the fears of people who have not yet learned the value of money or the purpose of money. When you learn to believe that money is not a problem, but rather a solution, you begin to change the way you feel about it, and in turn, you become a magnet towards it. You can expect to receive an abundance when you're in a place where money is not your main focus. Money is the end result of your focus. And just to let you know a little bit about myself, I used to be at a point where I had a fear of not having money. And while I have made tons of progress over the years, I still have my own money issues, but it's no longer a matter of not being able to make enough money because I've learned that and got it down. But growing in personal development is a process. It's something that you're always going to continue to strive to become better in different areas. And it's actually quite exciting to see how far you can take it and how much you can learn and how much you can grow as an individual. So I was reading once when someone talked about saving for the rainy days. The thought was that if you save for rainy days, then rainy days will surely come. And I thought about this concept and it was really intriguing to me because I've always been that way with my money. I was usually left just barely enough at the end of the day. And when I started to change my outlook on it, and I realized that money and was good and there was there for me to prosper, money started to find me. And I started to have more and more of it. And people with money understand the value of other people and use their talents and skills to further increase their own profits. This is a powerful tool that can propel you into a new level financially once you understand and apply this concept. When your belief about money is filled with doubt and fear, prosperity will always seem just out of reach. It's when you develop the proper mindset about money, the proper appreciation of money, that you discover the true value that it holds. Ask yourself today, what are your beliefs about money? How do you feel about it? Think about some examples of situations where you were tested with money and what did you do? Once you understand what your belief system is in regards to money, you can start to take the steps needed to change. It's only when you can identify your relationship with money that you can be better prepared for the changes needed in order to accept when you do start to receive it. This may sound confusing, maybe even a little challenging at first, but just keep in mind that if you've been struggling with money, odds are your beliefs about money are not where they need to be. Allow room for yourself to grow, and you'll be glad you did. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.